American Cattle News, I'm Bill Baker.
We are offering solutions.
That's Bill Bullard, who heads the group RCAF USA, a group that just completed a series of meetings with cattlemen in Oklahoma.
And at these meetings, one of the hot topics, of course, was the United States' new position on trade. Under our new president's leadership, we are taking aggressive action to stop the mercantilistic practices of foreign countries. We have an untenable $600 billion trade deficit with the world, and $375 billion of that comes directly from China. In addition, China has been stealing our intellectual property, and we've sat and done nothing for many years. But now we are doing something, and it's causing somewhat of a stir, but it's a necessary one. RCAF USA has been saying for 18 years we have to rebalance trade. We also said that we have to address currency manipulation, which we failed to do for decades. And currency evaluation essentially allows foreign countries to gain an artificial advantage in the world market simply by lowering the value of their currency. And here's why this is important to the cattle industry. It's because we need to maintain a very strong and viable middle class here in America. And that's because the middle class are the folks who eat and consume our beef. And so in order for us to have a strong cattle industry, we must have a strong middle class here in the United States. And the focus right now is on China because China is one of the worst perpetrators of unfair trading practices. And so we have supported for a long time a new competitiveness strategy in the United States that would require us to identify and then counter foreign mercantilistic strategies that allow those countries to grow their economies at the expense of our country through achieving persistent trade surpluses. So we want to balance trade, and we believe that the tariffs now being imposed are sending a very strong message around the world that the United States is not going to sit idle while these other countries continue to cheat and to reduce the strength of the U.S. economy and the strength of our U.S. cattle industry.
That's Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, and I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.